Yeah. Well, just let me finish this one last sentence on this mindset. There's a strong belief, very strong belief in fate, in luck, in joss, in magical leaders. I'll go into that later. In the Vietnam psyche. All of these are characteristics of Vietnam behavior in the Vietnam War. Now, next time, what I want to do is to deal with religion. I don't think we've got time for it. And the Vietnamese mind, the Vietnamese psyche, the sense of the Vietnamese-ness. Go ahead.
You seem to be saying Eastern culture is rational, irrational, and Western culture is rational.
Well, as I say, rational, irrational, and irrational. So is our culture, for that matter. I think. Now, it's beyond rationality. I mean, rationality means there has to be a rational logic to something, and if there is none of that, it is either, by your standards, irrational or irrational. I know this is a kind of hard thing to get your mind around, and I don't know whether any of it's sinking in or not. But, any other questions about it? Anything that isn't clear or in the concept? Or
how is it we're supposed to prepare for class?
Huh?
How are we supposed to prepare for class?
Well, I don't think you have to prepare. You know what's coming. You know the subjects of the lecture. You can figure out what they're about. Culture, history, historical influences, strategy, biography, and so on. Use stuff in the reader. If you have a specific problem, come over and see me, and I'll give you some suggestions. I see education really as a process where you teach yourself. I do not believe that and I carried this to Cal when I first went in, and it stood me in good sense. You go into a class and they open your head and pour this knowledge in, and out you go. I feel you get an education out of a university despite the university, not because of it. And I'm not being sarcastic or sardonic. You have to teach yourself. That means reading a lot. It means dealing with peers and their beliefs, and let your ideas rub off on them. It means spending lots of time just browsing around in sources, reading. But there's much to it. You can't possibly absorb all of this in one semester. So you've got to select out what you think you'd like to know and pursue it. You'll get help from what I say, but much of this lecture could be extended into a full year's course, this whole business of concepts and religions and influences. What I've just really just skimmed the surface of it. If this sort of thing, this subject interests you, then follow it up. If it doesn't, wait till next week and listen to what I say about history. Or go on down the line. You've all got, I think, a list of the lectures, haven't you? All right. Anyway, you teach yourself. Don't expect the university to do this for you. One time I just stopped going to class. And I just spent all the time in the library. And I flunked every subject, of course. And the next semester I went back to class. I took all the subjects over again. And I got a 12-point average. And the dean called me in and said, "Would you explain this? These two records." I wanted to be fairly polite about it. I said, "Well, I was just trying to figure out how to get an education here." I don't know whether he bought that or not. He called me in because he was curious, I think. This is a peculiar kid, I guess. I don't know what's wrong with him. Anything else? Any problems you have? Or?
Are you saying that the Vietnamese mind is irrational to us, or just irrational in general?
Well, I think this is a cultural thing, from one culture to another. And I think every culture, to a certain degree, regards all other cultures as, if not irrational, at least a little weird. And to some cultures, there's more interrelationship, or more understanding, but basically it's a function of ignorance. It's not that one is different from the other, it's that one does not understand the other. And I think you'll probably hear me say this, we lost the Vietnam War because we did not understand it. And it seems to me every day you see examples of societies which are going bad because they don't understand it. I don't think we understand the Muslim world. I don't think we're handling the Muslim world well. I don't even understand the president and what he's doing. So the point is, you know, the best you can do is just try to get your mind around these subjects, try to explain them adequately in your own mind, what they are. Don't try to put them to work in policy terms or, you know, solving the problems of the world. Just get a clear notion of what you're up against. It's the first, you know, Socrates, know thyself. That's the first rule. Maybe I'll talk about Socrates someday. Any of you had any that kind of history courses of classic Greece and Rome? Very important, very valuable. Not necessarily because it's history, because they are answering questions that we're still trying to answer today. And they may not be right, but they are some of the wisest minds that ever. So you owe it to yourself to find out what their answer was to man in relation to the state, man in relation to society, and so on. Okay, that's it. Anything else? See you Thursday. We had a conference in Washington on this. I was there. I read a paper. I think we've got some papers on it. I called it Knife the Mac Conference. Everybody got up and denounced this guy. And, Westmoreland was there. And it was a big conference. McNamara was supposed to come. But I don't know. I don't understand McNamara. I've met him, I've dealt with him at the time, but he, at this late date, I don't understand why he did what he did with this mea culpa. But, you know, you want to say to him, if you believe this during the Vietnam War, why did you look at the things you said all through the war, before Congress and so on? And if you didn't believe in it, you really owed it to the country or to somebody to say so. And, well, people said that to him. He said, yeah, well, I know that. Sorry about that. Our famous saying in Vietnam. But he's... The point I made was that I'll probably go into this on personnel. McNamara had a mind that, boy, talk about conflicting patterns of thought. He had a mind that just... you go through that book and as a history, and all of the key moments, the Tet Offensive, and the introduction of troops, and all these key moments of in the history of the world, he just goes right by them as though they never happened. And then he'll stop at some Mickey Mouse thing. And so you don't know how his mind works. It's I suppose he would say the rest of us don't know, he doesn't know how our minds work. But it's worth doing a paper, though, on whatever it is you think about the guy. Yeah. We've got a lot of materials on it, anyway.
You got your lecture. Do you have each lecture on the tape, like in your office?
Yeah.